from the BBC World Service.
And good morning. This is where BBC Radio 4 takes centre stage, with thanks to our World Service colleagues for their labours through the small hours. This is Chris Aldridge with my colleague Callum McLean at the controls. We'll have a roundup from the Oscars in News Briefing at 5:30. First, let's look ahead to this lunchtime.
He said the air is inside the factory. The air was thick with asbestos dust.
Asbestos, the silent killer.
The phrase that you hear time and time again in this town was, well, they just didn't know back then it was dangerous.
I'm Ophelia Byrne. In a new series, I'll be asking whether the companies were as ignorant of its risks as they claimed, and what the authorities knew.
I see in the mid-60s, there were medics flagging up to the industry, to hospitals, this stuff is dangerous.
Cover-ups, court battles, spying, and countless deaths worldwide. Killer Dust on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this Monday to Friday lunchtime at 1:45.
Now on Radio 4, we welcome Simon King.
Thank you, Chris. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 3rd of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New high expected fastnet 1029 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra. Westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north Viking. Showers, good, occasionally poor in north Viking. 40s, Cromarty, west or southwest 4 to 6, fair, good. 4th, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northeast Fisher. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Humber, southwest 3 to 5, fair, moderate or good. Thames, Dover. Variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Biscay, east 4 to 6, showers later, good. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4 in far northwest, otherwise northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, showers, good. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5 later in far west Sol, fair, good. Irish Sea, southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later in northwest, showers in northwest, good, occasionally poor in northwest. Rockall, variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, west 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in North Bailey, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Bailey. Showers, rain later in Bailey, moderate or poor. Fell, Faroes, southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Faroes. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly gale 8 or severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 for a time later in north. Squally wintry showers, rain for a time, moderate or poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tarry Automatic, west northwest 3, 8 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3, 8 miles, 1018, rising more slowly. Lerwick, west southwest 7, recent precipitation 9 miles, 1011, now falling. Lucas, west-southwest 5, 24 miles, 1021, now rising. Bridlington. Southwest 3, 1026, falling slowly. Zandetti Light Vessel Automatic. East Southeast 2, 1 mile, 1029. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. 2 miles, 1029. Jersey. East Southeast 3, missed 3 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Northeast by East 3, 5 miles, 1029. Scilly Automatic. Northeast 2, 14 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Valentia. South by East 2, 27 miles, 1029, now rising. Ronald's Way. Southwest by West 4, 15 miles, 1027, falling more slowly. Malinhead. Southwest 4, recent rain 4 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. Southern areas of the United Kingdom will be covered by a slow-moving area of high pressure with light winds. A stronger southwesterly flow will affect more northern areas with a risk of gales in the far north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5 in south and increasing 6 to gale 8 in north. Showers in north, good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time in north. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 near Whitby. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable, mainly southwesterly in north, 3 or less, occasionally 4 in north. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable, mainly northeasterly 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable, mainly northeast 2 or 3, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable at times in east 2 to 4, fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 in south. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, decreasing 2 at times in south, occasionally 5 later near Anglesey. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Man of Galloway. Southwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle at first, mainly in north. Good, occasionally poor in north. Isle of Man. Southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carnarvon Loch. Southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, occasional rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Occasional rain or drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 later in northwest. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers mainly in north, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. West or southwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Showers good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Simon King. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 3rd of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Chris Aldridge. President Zelensky has insisted he's grateful every day for US support in the war with Russia. Mayors in northern France have called on Sir Keir Starmer to see migrants living there in squalid conditions for himself. In business, the UK's data regulator is to investigate how TikTok uses teenagers' personal information. And in sport, Fulham have knocked Manchester United out of the FA Cup on penalties. Ukraine's President Zelensky has sought to salvage relations with Donald Trump by stressing his thanks for US support in the war with Russia. In his regular evening address, Mr. Zelensky said there hadn't been a single day when he hadn't felt grateful. He's returning to Kiev after attending a summit in London where Sir Keir Starmer said European countries would form a coalition of the willing to implement any peace deal with Moscow. The show of support was in sharp contrast to Friday, when Mr. Zelensky was told to leave the White House after an extraordinary public row with President Trump. At a news conference last night, President Zelensky was asked if he would apologise.
We are constructive. If we agreed upon signing it, we were ready to sign it. And honestly, I believe that the United States would be ready as well. Perhaps there is a need in time to analyze certain things, but I would just want Ukrainian position to be heard.
Mayors from the Calais region are urging the Prime Minister to visit northern France to see firsthand what they're calling a humanitarian crisis. The mayors say hundreds of migrants are living in squalid conditions as they prepare to try to cross the Channel, something they're describing as a British problem. The Home Office says it's working closely with the French authorities to tackle smuggling gangs. The government has announced plans to ban new leaseholds for flats in England and Wales. There have been long complaints that under the leasehold system, third-party landlords, known as freeholders, have too much control over repair costs and service charges. A white paper being published today says the system would be replaced with common hold, where people control and own a share of the buildings they live in. Katie Kendrick is the founder of the National Leasehold Campaign, which has been calling for reform.
We need to get common hold. We need to move forward and we need to prove that common hold can work like it does in all the rest of the world. But we need to make sure that we are not forgotten so the government can do so much more to help existing leaseholders now.
The world's oldest scientific academy, the Royal Society, will meet this evening to discuss the behaviour of one of its members, the technology tycoon Elon Musk.